The statement indicated that the process of budget preparation requires initial estimates, setting of expenditure ceilings by the Ministry of Finance, and the passing of appropriate ceilings by Parliament. It said the final appropriation bill, passed by Parliament, has set forth the true picture of the budget, which is significantly different from the document in circulation. The appropriated bill is available on the Ministry of Finance's website. The statement pointed out that community water systems, ambulances and school facilities, including classroom blocks with ICT centers and other amenities, have their projected costs as submitted by the minister and approved by Parliament are within the market competitive range for such projects. In the case of the specification given the ministry by the Ghana Ambulance Service, an ambulance costs between $100,000 and $150,000. However, what the minister stated in the budget is $80,000. The statement also noted that the kind of water system being envisaged cost other institutions as much as 167,000 cedis to build. The statement suggested that the discussions on the matter should be based on the official final appropriated amounts, which are those tied to the public purse. Touching on how much has been appropriated to the ministry versus how much is appropriated to the development authorities, the statement said the development authorities bill, which will be signed into law this week, empowers the development authorities to coordinate the planning and implementation of integrated development activities at the constituency level for the realization of the strategic goal of each development zone. The governing board of the development authorities will be responsible for the approval of annual plans and budget of the authorities and review their quarterly performance, including statement of accounts of monies disbursed. The Minister for Special Development Initiatives, therefore, has only a supervisory role over the development authorities and not to execute their projects and programs directly. The statement stressed that out of more than 1 billion cedis, only 1.5 million cedis is available to the ministry directly. The rest is only an appropriated ceiling made available in the 2018 budget for the three development authorities. The development authorities are to strictly adhere to procedures outlined by the Public Management and Financial Act to prevent wastage and dissipation of public funds. It said the development authorities concept will amount to wasteful administrative expenditure, but rather to ensure a bottom-up approach to development. The statement concluded that sweeping statements which are not informed by the actual official processes and amounts will not be helpful for good analysis on the matter and definitely not healthy for Ghana's democracy.
A news desk report.